This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
We all know it. Prices are not where dairy producers would like them to be across the country. And out west, the California Department of Food and Agriculture has denied a request for a hearing to temporarily raise milk prices there, citing the pending federal milk marketing order. Let's get the latest from Patrick Cavanaugh.
Anya Radabaugh is chief executive officer of Western United Dairymen based in Modesto.
We submitted a pricing petition. As you know, we're in a regulatory pricing system that's managed and governed by CDFA. So when we would like to see any changes to that system as it exists, we have to ask the secretary to hold a hearing. And so producers got together generally. There was two out of three trade groups that got together, CDC and Western United Dairymen, and we asked her to collectively hold a hearing to increase our price by about 35 cents.
Of course, that's 35 cents per hundredweight.
She denied the hearing, citing that the current proceedings with the federal order needed to play out before she decided to hold a hearing. Unfortunately, that's a long-term game. And I've got hundreds of producers that really need the help right now. So we're very disappointed with her decision.
Radabaugh said that 35 cents per hundredweight, well, she thought that was easily achievable.
But obviously many processors wrote in and said that they were hurting. It becomes a war between the processors and the producers when this kind of petition is going on. And right now we are asserting that they are paying an extremely cheap price for milk, which is evidenced by our milk checks. They say, no, we're competing for milk because, as you know, California is in a declining state of production. And so they're claiming that they're paying premiums. And I'm saying, well, if that were true, you wouldn't have as many dairies going out of business.
Radabaugh said that the Secretary Ross seems to always be put into a challenging position, stretched between producers and processors.
But my point of view is to protect the producers, to protect the milk shed, and I don't understand why these processors are so convinced that they're going to be able to get milk in a few more months if we don't start doing something.
That's Anya Radabaugh with Western United Dairymen. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Thanks, Patrick. Well, it's been a few years, but a lobbying campaign by both the cotton and dairy industries to increase their subsidies may just pay off. As we're looking at this budget and spending bill and disaster aid package worked out by congressional leaders this week, the dairy industry optimistic that dairy farmers will have some new policies developed for them, bolstering the margin protection program as well for those farmers. And also a $20 million cap on crop insurance for livestock producers is the current discussion. We'll have more on what's happening in Washington with the spending bill and just how much the dairy industry will benefit. We'll check in with Bob Gray from the Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperatives from Capitol Hill on Monday. Now this.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Low prices for dairy farmers, and really for all farmers. Net cash income expected to drop 5%.
And net farm income is forecast at $59.5 billion. It's down about 6.7%.
USDA chief economist says cost of production likely to rise, which doesn't help.
Labor costs are expected to increase. We know that interest rates are going up, so that's another area where we see increasing cost of production. It's certainly moving in the wrong direction.
USDA chief economist Rob Johansson. Prosperity for rural Wisconsin was the topic of a meeting from local citizens and private leaders about the challenges they face. Ann Hazlett is assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development and went to Wisconsin to hear from the local public, trying to improve efforts to bring about rural prosperity.
I think informing that implementation is so critical, and that does not happen in Washington. It happens being in places like this and having a conversation like this to know what is happening on the ground and how we can learn from that. The report really serves as a roadmap for federal leaders. Obviously, how to coordinate what we have to contribute to rural communities. And I hope that today will simply be the beginning of a much longer conversation and opportunity to work together.
The Rural Prosperity Task Force report is available on USDA's website. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.